Well, it's not, and the reality is, firstly, that low-emission electricity generation can come from new coal-fired technology and some of the new advanced ultra-supercriticals and IGCC coal-fired power stations being used in places like Japan have emission signatures below that of gas-fired electricity. Secondly, in terms of what's happened in the gas industry, it's through no fault of Queensland. In fact, it's almost in spite of everything we've tried to do that states like New South Wales and Victoria have stopped developing their gas industries, and New South Wales draws only 5% of its consumption from its own state, so it's expecting other states to get out there and develop its gas industry. There's more than enough gas in eastern Australia to supply both the domestic and export market, but what we need to see is some political courage amongst the leaders, the political leaders in states like New South Wales and Victoria. And if they don't want to do it, we need to penalise them. And that's why today at the press club I've raised the issue of adopting a system where in those states that develop their resources, that income, that royalty from resources doesn't affect as much their distribution under the GST. That's a model that Canada's used for years. It rewards those people who get out there and develop their resources in an environmentally sustainable way. And it penalises those states who refuse to use science and fact when they're considering resource development.
Well, you talk about political courage. Some might suggest that the approach taken by the Prime Minister has shown courage, dragging the gas companies kicking and screaming to the table to excise some of that supply for domestic usage.
Well, I mean, the obvious solution is to get New South Wales to develop its own gas. It's got reserves equal to almost half of what we've got in Queensland, yet it continually balks at the development of those resources because of the misinformation and campaigning of the radical and extreme green groups that dominate politics in that state. A lot of those groups are funded by companies and groups from overseas, and so the question is who's actually running New South Wales. So rather than embroil itself in an issue of whether or not Queensland is producing enough gas, the federal government should be concentrating on getting New South Wales and Victoria to lift its bans and moratoriums and actually developing the resources that they have in the same way that Queensland has.
Well, Ian McFarlane, you are a Queenslander. You would say that, wouldn't you?
Well, the facts speak for themselves. The reality is that in the gas industry in Queensland, some $65 billion has been invested. That's created tens of thousands of jobs in construction and similar, thousands and thousands of jobs in operation. It's earning the state hundreds of millions of dollars in royalties. And more importantly, it's earning individual farmers substantial sums of money. And if we look at the top 100 farmers in Queensland that have a cooperative relationship with the gas companies, they stand to earn about $400 million out of the gas industry. So that's new and added income. It adds to the regional economies. It sees more people working in regions. It sees more money in those regional centres. And it's been to the good of the state, both at an industry and farming sector level.